Welcome, 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 welcome to tonight's podcast. Another day has gone by. I'm glad that you're here, glad to be back. If you're new to the channel, welcome. If you're not, welcome back. And you know what time it is. Let's get comfortable, grab a pillow, and let us fall asleep to tonight's topic. In today's episode, we'll be discussing the concept of yesterday's water and tomorrow's enemies. That's right, yesterday's water and tomorrow's enemies. Now, tomorrow's enemies, I didn't think of the concept automatically. It was more like an add-on to yesterday's water. And the reason I thought about yesterday's water is because I thought of food and water a few days ago. Now, it doesn't matter how much food, maybe not food, just water, how much water that we consumed yesterday, we will always be thirsty, regardless. And I feel yesterday's water is such a great metaphor to everything that we achieved in the past, because it refers to things that we achieved in the past that we can't really rely on forever. Sure, we might have consumed yesterday's water to quench our thirst yesterday, but it won't help us today. It just can't sustain us in the future. So you see, in a sense, yesterday's water is like the achievement of our past. Like, sure, they might quench our thirst for a while, but we just can't rely on them forever. Meaning, we need to keep moving forward and constantly pushing ourselves to do better and achieve more. Like, you know that saying, don't sleep on your victories? Yes, in a sense, I feel it's kind of similar to the yesterday's water metaphor. However, yesterday's water was obtained either by luck, hard work, talent. It's not a guarantee that we will have the same resources to obtain water again today. You know, health issues, bad luck, all kinds of losses, unforeseen circumstances, constantly changing landscape. You know, unpredictability is definitely on the table. Oh, this reminds me of VUCA. Have you heard of the VUCA concept? With V stands for, hold on, V standing for volatile. With volatile, yes. U is uncertain, C is complex, and A, ambiguous. VUCA. I've heard of the VUCA concept a few years ago. It's such a great reminder that nothing is forever. So let's take a moment to reflect on yesterday's water. Like, we can appreciate the achievement that we made, but let's not get too comfortable. And as for tomorrow's enemy, well, we need to talk about tomorrow's enemies, right? Now, you might be thinking, what does that even mean? So let me explain. Tomorrow's enemies are the enemies we don't even see today, but should be prepared for. We do see today's enemies, right? Because they are here and they're present, but they might not be as bad as tomorrow's. So it's important to plan ahead and keep striving for greatness. Meaning, there are obstacles that lie ahead that we need to be prepared for. So today's enemies might not seem as daunting, but we can't let our guard down because we never know what's lurking around a corner. I had this thought the other day. Today's enemies, or they don't even need to be our enemies. Maybe they're just people who disagree with us, who don't see things the same way we do. These people might be our allies tomorrow. Who knows? Today's enemies might not be as bad as tomorrow's. We might need to shake hands with today's enemies to fight tomorrow's. And that's another reason why it's important to plan ahead and keep striving for greatness. I guess the lesson is nothing is forever, because yesterday's water sure can't help us quench our thirst today. And as for tomorrow's enemies, we might not know what they are yet, but let's be prepared for anything and everything. Just a random thought that I had. Do you agree? Do you not? let me know in the comments. You know, maybe that saying, have you heard that saying, keep your friends close and your enemies closer? Maybe that saying refers to this concept. What if today's enemies could be tomorrow's advocates? You know, because it might sound crazy, but think about it. Today's enemies might be the very people who challenge us, push us to be better, right? And help us prepare for tomorrow's enemies. All the skills that we pick up today because of today's enemies could well help us in the future, to help us build the skills and resilience we need to face whatever comes our way in the future. Plus, today's opponents may have opposing views and interests, but they also have unique perspectives and skills that can be valuable in dealing with tomorrow's enemies. And who knows, they may just become our greatest asset in the long run. And in a sense, you know, this feels like it's not us against the world, or it's not us against them. It's more of us racking in some karma points for the future. Yeah, you never know. Like, weirder things have happened before. Maybe in the future, we'll be able to say, hey, you know, remember that happened? You owe me one, or I owe you one. This is how things are gonna be going forward. Random thoughts. What's your take on the topic, if you're still up? You know, a few days ago, I thought about putting all of my audios or videos into a playlist that you can play the videos back to back to back, so that you have something longer to watch or fall asleep to. I've seen long videos on YouTube. There are videos that are longer than 10 hours. 10 hours long. 10 hours long. Basically, if you go to bed around 9, just put on your headphones, listening to 10 hour long video, you know, by the time you get up, that video will still be playing. Do you sleep 8 hours a day or 10 hours a day? I'm very interested in knowing everybody's sleep schedule, because I don't know, like, we know the standards, right? 7 to 8 hours a night, a day. But people have different schedules. I know someone who could just operate on 5 to 6 hours a day. 5 to 6 hours of sleep a day. And there are people who need more than 10 hours a day. So I don't know. I guess it just depends on the person, because there's no indicators of. If you sleep longer, you'd be more productive. Yeah, there's no indicators that sleep affects productivity, or you don't want to sleep for like 2 hours a night. Maybe some people do, I can't. So we all know the standards, but I'm very interested in finding out how many hours of sleep you get a day. Let me know in the comments. I guess that's it for tonight. If you're still up, you can drop me a comment. If you're already sleeping, well, I guess my job's done. I will see you in my next podcast. Sleep well.